Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, first of all, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God, and for your faithfulness, for your blessing, Lord God. Lord God, we are human, full of mistake, full of problem, but you are good God. You are faithful God. And finally, God, you use everything, Lord God, for your glory and for our creations. And the Lord God, I pray, bless me this time, Lord God, specifically bless your word, bless this message, Lord God, to its church. And I pray in your holy name, Lord God. Amen. Right, actually, as I said, is a tragic part of the Bible we see in this chapter, the book of Genesis. Jacob deceived his brother, and actually he took the brother blessing as well. In Genesis chapter 27, we witness a highly dramatic and tragic scenes. Jacob has taken his father's blessing through deception, and he's just left the tents. At the exact moment, the Esau returned from hunting, present the food, and wait with the hope for the blessing. If you be here the last week, maybe you're hearing Isaac. Actually, Isaac, he was old and he was close to die. And Isaac said to his son, Esau. Esau, he was a hunter. He was a man of desert. And the Bible says Isaac loved Esau, and that his mother, his wife, actually loved Jacob. Rebecca loved Jacob. Jacob was a family guy. He was in the home helping mom. But Isaac, he was hunting. He was a man of desert. And then Isaac said to Esau, please hide him for me. And then cook him and then bring it. I eat it and I bless you. And his mother knows, Rebecca knows the situation. And Rebecca said to Jacob, go and choose a good, maybe lamb, and bring it. I cook it very well. And then you give it to your father. You introduce yourself as Isaac to your father. And you take the blessing. In other words, actually, the Jacob mom teach him how to deceive your father. I'll take out money from your father's pocket. deceive his father. And then we see here the consequences. When Isaac back from the hunting, and then Isaac actually tried to cook him very well and bring the food to own dad. And okay, dad, wake up and I'll bring the food for you. And then Isaac, when they know the situations, in verse 33, the Isaac says, "Who was then that hunted game and brought it to me? I eat all of it before you came, and I have blessing, and indeed he shall be blessed." And then verse 34, Esau into an exceedingly great and the bitter cry and a scare. Bless me also, my father. I'm be in the desert for 2 days, 3 days. I don't know for how long. Actually, I receive a suffering for how long to hunting beautiful deer for you and then cooking and I'll bring it for you. But you don't have any blessing for me? Blessing, father, bless me. And then, unfortunately, no blessing for Esau. Because the Isaac gives all the blessing to that Jacob. And then we see the consequences. In the later actually, the Esau said to himself in verse 41, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. In other words, my dad already old and he's near to die. And when my dad die, then I will kill my brother Jacob. Unfortunately, the small mistakes bring a big consequences. And then we can see here, to save Jacob, Rebekah sent him away to Haran, verse 42 to 44. Surely your brother is to comfort himself concerning you to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days, until your brothers for returned away. This family is seemingly on the brink of destructions. It started was a good, but we see now this family is close to destroy. A brother wants to kill the brother, and then maybe the Isaac almost close to die. And then the Esau, it was the strong man. And then Jacob, he's actually, Rebekah sent Jacob to the Haran. And maybe the Esau take the, like a heritage and everything in the house. He's be a boss in the house after his father died. And he tried to kill the own brother as well. But the story is not finished here. I know a story started with a human mistake, but the story would finish with a God grace. I love these verses in Romans 8. Verse 28 to 29. Actually, that's the title of my message. All things work together for good. Romans 8, verse 28 to 29 says, they give us hope right in the midst of such stories filled with the failure and pain. The verses says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknow. He also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his son, that he might be a firstborn among many brethren. Maybe you ask me, okay, my brother Matthew, what's the connection between these verses and the Jacob life? I come to the connections. My brother and my sister, we want to learn today from the Jacob lives three important and the fundamental lesson that will be useful for us today as well. Because it's not only the Jacob have this problem. I know the Jacob is back to 2,000-3,000 years ago, but the human is still the human. Deception is still working. The brother wants to kill the brother. It's still the brother wants to deceive the brother. It's still the son wants to deceive the father. Or friends. The concept is still working. Amen? So that's why the God give us this lesson for us. So what's the first lesson we want to learn? The first lesson we learn, deceptions offers a false blessings, but never true peace. Maybe by trick, sometimes we're going for to take some things, and then we say, oh, maybe I received this one. But no, that's not it. That's not the result. Maybe you will receive the more suffering after that. With the help of his mother, Rebekah, Jacob wore Esau's clothes and prepared his father's favorite food, taking his father's blessing through deceptions. Outwardly, he achieved what he wanted, the blessing of the brighter and dominion over his brothers. Yet immediately after leaving his father's tents, the bitter consequences began. If you remember, if you read chapter 25, 26, you will see actually God chose already Jacob. God already blessed Jacob. But you know the point here, there must be a patience. They must be a waiting for God's promises. But which is the Rebekah did, which is the Jacob did, it was out of the God's will. Rebecca actually forced Jacob, go, you take the blessing from your father. No. Rebecca must respect his as a husband authority. Rebecca must respect the father, respect the God as well. But Rebecca make a big problem for all the family, unfortunately. Yes, immediately after leaving his father's tent, the bitter consequences began. He had to flee at once and stay away from home for years. Rebecca said to Jacob, "Go to my brother's house in Haran. Stay there for maybe a few weeks, and I send a person to come back." But how long Jacob was there? Around the 14 years, 15 years. 14, 15 years, he was there as a slave. He enslaved his uncle for a marriage of 2 years, two years. His relationship with his brother was completely destroyed. His life became filled with the fear, deceptions, and then beggaring. He had no inner peace. He took the blessing, but at a very heavy price. That loss of his home, family, and peace. He took the blessing, but with heavy price. And actually, this is the heart of the message of today. And my brothers and my sisters, the Bible is very clear on this matter. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17, says, bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man. But what's happening after that? Afterwards, his mouth will be filled with gravel. Gravel, sound. Another verses, actually, I love these verses in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Again, the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sow, that he will also reap. For he who sowed it to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruptions, but he who sowed the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life. Jacob sowed and he reaped. He thought that through his cleverness and cunning he could fast track God's will, but in reality he only made the path much harder for himself. God had already told Rebecca, the older shall save the younger. God already proclaimed his promises, but they are must waiting for God's way. The meaning, the blessing was already distant for Jacob. He simply need to wait and trust rather than move forward with a lie. And my brothers and my sister, many of us are just like Jacob in our lives. Through a small lie at work and secrecy in relationship or talking, the shortest shortcut of cheap money, status, marriages or positions. We try to grab a blessing, but experience shows us that the blessing is stolen or obtained through cunning, never lost and never bring a true peace. I love this word. Actually, this is a comment of the one preacher's one says, a lie is like a loan that sooner or later must be paid back with heavy interest. So this is the first lesson from that Jacob life we're learning. And the second lesson actually we can learn from the Jacob life is the root of bitterness and the resentment, the positions, generations. When Esau found out that his brother had taken his blessing through deceptions, his reaction was extremely serious. He was not only deeply hurt, but he also harbored a great and resolve in his heart. Verse 41, if you see, the verse 41 says, "The day of mourning of my fathers are at hand. Then I will kill my brother." This resentment was not just a temporary feeling. Esau nurtured in his heart and allow it to take the root. As a result, the hostility between two brethren transforms into enmity between two nations, Israel and Edom. Edomites came from Esau, and Israelites came from the Jacobs. And then this bitterness, this hatred, is not only between the two brothers. Actually, the past, the generation to generation and to generations. And this is reality. Many people may be cheating us. Many people may be make us angry. But the Bible says, be angry, but do not do in sin. Angry is okay. We are human. We get angry, of course. But the problem is, what must come after angry? Hatred? That's the problem. Esau is not only angry with his brother's act. Actually, Esau's his heart be full of hatred. He make the plan, I kill my brothers. That's bad. It came from the angry. That's the point. I am be angry many times. When I'm working, when I'm doing sometimes, when I'm busy to something and someone started talking with me, you know, my mind is, and I get angry. Why are you talking too much? But just angry. No more that. And then maybe I'll back in repentance. Maybe I'll back, I'm sorry because I'm be angry. My brother, remember, and my sister, remember, angry by itself is okay. But don't make the angry further. Do not allow this anger change to different things. Just anger and for a minute or 4 hours maybe, and that's it. And back to the normal. Maybe back to the person. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, says, looking carefully, test anyone falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this man become defiled. Again, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you malice. and be kind to one another, tender and forgiving one another, even as a God in Christ forgive you. And again in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 10. I'm sorry. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10 says, the heart knows its own bitterness. And the Jacob 5:2 again, the warns that, for wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays a simple one. Anger is okay, but wrath, envy, bitterness, the fruit of anger is bad. That's why the Bible says, be angry, but don't allow your anger change to a sin or transfer to the sin. Instance of saints later, like Jacob did you, meant evil against me, but God meant it for a good. It's a choice, it's a choose to hold into his bitterness. This decision is not to forgive, not only entered his own life, but also caused the nation of Edom to remain an enemy of God's people for centuries. Dear friends, if we keep resentment in our hearts, we don't just hurt ourselves. We defile those around us and even future generations. Actually, I would like to share the testimony here. I remember I have an aunt in Iran, and my aunt actually, she got a diabetes. And then because of the diabetes act, and she was a very angry woman. Very angry. She just shouting, and you know, she can't speak normal with the people, with the own children. Just shouting, just as loud says, and then no one loved her. No one to stand with her. And actually her children as well. Her children, they doesn't have a good feeling because of these situations. And this is true. My brothers and my sisters, remember resentment and the bitterness rob us of our peace, destroys relationship, block the new blessing of God, can't be passed down to a future generations. God command us to let go bitterness and to forgive, not for the sake of the other person, but for our own freedom and in obedience to God. The forgiveness, the first blessing of forgiveness is for yourselves. If you forgive someone, the first person get free is you. Your heart get free. And then maybe the other person. And the third lesson we learn from this situation, even in deceptions, pain, and the failure, God direct all things for good. On the surface, everything was a riot. Jacob's deception, Esau's fury, Rebecca's fear, and in the fight after Haran. Yet God foreknew Jacob and had a plan for him. God foreknew Jacob and had a plan for him. All of those bitter events worked together to turn Jacob from a deceiver into a man fully dependent on God. God changed Jacob to Israel. Jacob meant deceiver. Israel meant my queen. How a deceiver changed to my queen? Through this pain, through this suffering. And that's the point. Sometimes we make some decision for our lives and the consequences is bad for us. I know a person I'm working, actually I got the online Bible study every Friday and every Wednesday. The one lady, his name is Mahsa. She was living in Turkey and she had a good lifestyle. And maybe she got a good business as well and everything. But she wants to get married with someone. And then they're going to their own church. And then her pastor said to the Mahsa, Mahsa, don't do that. This person is not ready for marriage. If you wanted marriage and back to the Iran, stay, be a fasting, be in prayer at least for 1 month, and let's see how God guide you. But they are making a decision. They're not listening to own pastor. They are listening to the God. They make their own decision. And they get a marriage and back to the Iran. And they went back to the Iran, and then the problem is getting raised up. And after 2 months, the man left her. And the master have a very bad depressions. Unfortunately, when she joined us to our meeting, she just crying. She can't forgive herself because of her bad mistakes. But the point here, I know it's a bad mistake. I know it's a bad choice. It's a bad decision she made it. But God have a plan for you and I enduring bad decisions. I know the master, she can't understand what I said to her. She being the full of pain right now. She thinking, people, they're cheating me, or actually I lost everything. She just, she's eyes be only like can't see to here. They can't see her further. But this is a lesson for us. The Jacob life, Joseph life, Mahsa life is a lesson for us. Sometimes we make a bad decision, but my brothers and my sister, our faith will grow exactly in that situations. Our faith will grow exactly in that situation. When you depend on yourself to the God, and God will change you. Like a God changed Jacob to the Israel. Bring him face to face with God at the Bethel in Genesis 28. Humble him through years of hand labor under Laban. You know, this is the story of Jacob. Jacob actually going to his uncle, Laban, and he asked for the marriage with the younger daughter. And then when they go into the in the wedding times, and then when put the face, when they put this one and they see the face of bride, I said, oh, there's another girl. Where is my bride? And then the Laban said, okay, working for me another 7 years, and I give you that daughter. And Jacob actually be a slave for 14 years with his own uncle. Jacob, who has sized the blessing through a lie, later stood before Esau with a repentance and tears, and they become truly blessed. Remember, my brothers and my sister, this is a homework for us, like a memory verse of this week. And that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknow. He also predestines to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be a firstborn among the many brethren. If you are in the midst of the trouble today, whether become of the past mistake, deceptions, family breakdown, or the pains of lying, hold fast to these verses. God does not say that everything in this world is inherently good. Rather, he says that he works all things together for good. His ultimate goal is not merely to comfort us, but to conform us to the image of the Jesus Christ in humility, forgiveness, endurance, faith, and love. Without this pain and exile, Jacob would never have experienced that profound transformations. Many of the greatest blessings in our lives also emerges from the heart of the most difficult circumstance. I love these verses in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5 says, and not only that, but we also glory in what? Tribulations. Knowing that tribulation produces what? Perseverance, and the perseverance character, and the character hope, and the hope does not disappoint it, because that the love of God has been poured out in hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The story of Jacob and Esau begin with deceptions and bitterness, but in climates, in the glorious promises found in Romans 8, 28 to 29. All things work together for good so that we may be conformed to the image of the Son of God. Therefore, my brothers and my sister, if you find yourself in Jacob's shoes today, running from past mistakes or in issue situations filled with the bitterness and the resentment, or in Rebecca's place, anxiety for your family, trust in God. He still has a purpose, and he is fully able to bring forth the most beautiful blessing out of the most tragic circumstance. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father God, thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and gracious, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord God, we confess that we are human. We are human and full of mistake. But thank you, God, for you care about us. You correct us, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in every different situation, in every different circumstance, Lord God. We fully trust you, Lord God, and we fully obey you, Lord God, because we believe your commandment is a good for us, is a good for our future. Thank you, Jesus. We pray your holy name. Amen.